Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. Bet Online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Today I got my college football legend video. Mike Rozier, running back, the University of Nebraska. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. And I'm Mr. Football Vincent Turner from the 901 Memphis, Tennessee. Mike Rozier, Camden, New Jersey, the soup capital of America, Campbell Soup. I'm going to be honest with you. When I put this video together, back then, I didn't like the Nebraska football program back in the 70s and 80s. Because you want to know why? Because of a player like this, Mike Rozier, because they dominated. They beat you in the ground. And Tom Osborne had that machine going. See, Bob Devaney won back-to-back national championships in the early 70s. He stepped down. But what Tom Osborne did, he ascended that program to being nasty, to being Godzilla, to being King Kong. Don't have nothing on me. And Mike Rozier was that type of player. I just didn't like the Cornhuskers. But you know what? I respected them. When you look at Mike Rozier, Camden, New Jersey, you just got to think about Camden and think about the athletes that came out of there. Art Steele, Kentucky, Steele Israel, Pittsburgh, Turk McBride, Tennessee, Rashad Baker, Tennessee, Hassan Reddick, Tempo, Todd McNair, Tempo, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, basketball, Kentucky, Billy Thompson, basketball, Louisville, DeJuan Wagner, basketball, Memphis, and Milt Wagner, basketball, Louisville. See, Camden, New Jersey is no playtime. It's nothing easy about Camden, right across the Delaware River from Philadelphia. But it's something in the water about those people. They come to work. And the thing I remember, and let me throw in Donovan Darius, that played safety at Syracuse and was drafted by the Jacksonville Jaguars. Let me throw his name in there. But it's something about those athletes. They come hard-nosed and they come with that mentality. I don't care who you are. I don't care what room you in, I'm going to be by my work. And see, Mike Rozier, even though he was a two-time Pro Bowl player in 1987, 1988, and he finished the NFL with 4,600 career yards rushing and 30 touchdowns, but he's going to be remembered running that rock in Nebraska, man. As a sophomore, he gained 943 yards as a backup to Roger Craig. Then his junior year in Nebraska, 1,689 yards. But I'm going to be honest, his senior year in 83, that Cornhusker offense might be the greatest of all time. 52 points a game. 546 yards total offense in the game. 66 touchdowns. 318 first downs and 251 of them by rushing the football. 145 yards average passing and 401 yards rushing average per game. And they had three guys that ran that show. A young man out of Fort Worth, Texas, by the name of Turner Gill. A wide receiver that averaged almost 20 yards a catch. They only had 40 receptions, but scored like 10 touchdowns. And Irvin Fryer. And then you had Mike Rozier, baby. And think about them averaging 52 points a game. Let me give you some scores that year. Beat a good Penn State team 44-6. Beat Wyoming 56-20. Basketball score, Minnesota 84-13. Basketball score, Syracuse 63-7. Colorado basketball score, 69-19. Iowa State basketball score, 72-29. Kansas basketball score, 67-13. That's what that offense was running in Nebraska. Behind the likes of Mike Rozier. And before he got to campus as a sophomore, he went to Coffeyville Junior College. Mel Gray, Brandon Jacobs, James Carpenter, Reggie Nelson, the late great Rod Springs, and Keith Traylor, another Nebraskan that went on to a great NFL career. Mike Rozier was that man. He was a guy. When you look at that skill set and you watch him run, speed A+, balance A+. He was one of the most toughest running backs that ever came on the college scene. Go back and look at his game film when he was at Nebraska. This young man ran through tackles. He didn't mind contact. The vision, A+. The burst, A+. The celebration, Indy, 500, A+. The initial quickness, A+. Man, he was special at Nebraska. Won the Heisman Trophy that year. 2,100 yards rushing. 29 touchdowns. But this is ridiculous. He averaged almost 8 yards a carry. 8 yards a carry. Finished Nebraska, his career in Nebraska with 4,700 yards total offense. When he had left Nebraska, he scored 49 touchdowns. That broke the career mark of one of his best friends. They'd done it years earlier than Johnny Rogers. Man, this guy was a tough-nosed football player. It ain't too much I can say more about Mike Rozier. And the one thing I liked about him, he was a guy that left it on the field. His final collegiate game, 84 Orange Bowl, we know how it ended. Nebraska going for that 2-point conversion, not making it, losing to Miami 31-30. But I tell you this, he got hurt in the third quarter with his foot and couldn't go no more. But before that happened, he had 147 yards on 26 carries. And I tell you this, that Miami National Championship set the tone for that Miami program. But I want you to understand something to the U fans, to you Ray Lewis, to you Ed Reed, to you Michael Irvin, to you Benny Kozak, to you Eddie Brown. Y'all wouldn't have won that game. However, if Mike Rozier wouldn't have got hurt, I'm sorry. Nebraska would have won that national championship. Man, it's always great to do great videos on these great players. But, man, the greatest part of my life, I was growing up back in that time, and I seen some great running backs at that position, from Herschel Walker, O.J. Simpson, Tony Dorsett, Mike Rozier, Eric Dickerson, Billy Sims. Throw Floyd Little in there. I didn't see Jim Brown in college because I wasn't born. Ernie Davis was, I was just 1 year old when he left. But when I mention all these great running backs, and including Bo Jackson, Auburn University, War Eagle, Mike Rozier on a college level, it's got to be included in that group, man. And I asked a good friend of mine yesterday by the name of Joseph Taylor, resident who I met here in Atlanta, big time Georgia Bulldog fan. And I asked him about Mike Rozier. And I said, what was the one main thing about Mike Rozier in Nebraska? He said, Vincent, Nebraska had probably the greatest offensive line of all time. But however, the one thing about Mike Rozier, he kept coming at you, at you, at you, at you. He never slowed down. His senior year, his last four games of his college career, he went over 200 yards. Had 231 the first half against Kansas, ended up with 285. But you can guarantee it that he kept coming at you, at you. It wasn't running out of no bounce. He can run inside. He can run uphill and can take it to the house. But Joseph Taylor, we know him by his Joey T, said he kept coming at you, at you, at you. He wasn't taking no plays off. If you like my video today, please come in and share it. To the Nebraska Cornhusker family, y'all produce one of the greatest college football players of all time at the running back position. Big Red, Mike Rozier. Special thanks to my producer, Logan Landers, for making it happen this morning. The final thing I'm going to take about Mike Rozier with my final words, the only thing I can think about is about the young musician who left us early, was the lead singer of the Jackson 5. Some people even consider him still the greatest entertainer of all time. He had a song called Beat It. Came out in 83. Same time Mike Rozier was beating it. They told him, don't you ever come around here. Don't want to see your face. You better disappear. The fire's in their eyes. And the words are really clear. So beat it. Just beat it. Mike Rozier beat it at a high level at the University of Nebraska, baby. Heisman Trophy. 1983. 2,183 rushing yards. 29 touchdowns. His last four games of his career, over 200 yards. And they even included Boomer Sooma, Oklahoma. His last collegiate game, could not go in the third quarter after he had put 147 on Miami on 26 carries. And he was going over 200 in that game.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
And he averaged his senior season 8 yards a carry. Beat it, Michael Rozier. Camden, New Jersey, soup capital of America. Thank y'all. Be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. tune in daily to the podcast, and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk, Radio, on the Believe Podcast Network.